Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have more details and stories in the next 2 hours, preliminary up on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul in a blind poll, national scientific poll, Ron Paul in a national scientific poll wins in every demographic. And then we go on to report that in a blind poll, that when they heard his policies, he beat them in every major demographic. He won hands down on the war. He won hands down on his policies. And in the key state, you know, he's only at 5 to 10%, depending on which national poll you look at. Remember, one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map. But amongst Internet, who happen to be higher educated, more affluent, he is the absolute winner. And they've had TV polls. This is where it's mirrored. He's won every major debate poll but one. There was one Fox News where he had 34% when the poll closed. And then magically, an hour after the poll closed, they said, oh, you know what? After we tabulated things, and these were text polls, after we tabulated things and after Hannity had thrown a fit and said it was all rigged, magically Romney won by just a few points and Ron Paul got a second. But in every other poll, these are computer, one IP per phone call number, off the phone's IP, off its number, off of the text messages IP, of the cell phones, it's the same as a computer, off the Internet, every major poll, and there have been just hundreds of them now, he wins, where it's one IP, one computer. He keeps winning when they're able to hear him. They say, okay, just saw 10 guys talk, who are you for? We're for Ron Paul! Okay, and they go, oh, no, no, and they go, no, it's a computer program, it's a fraud, it doesn't exist. Then he raises $4.2 million, breaking any pre-primary record. Then the media spins it and says, that's nothing. During the election, Kerry raised $6.1 million. Well, that was during the election when he was the nominee. See, I mean, they poo-poo everything. And now they're saying he's a terrorist. They're getting scared of Ron Paul. They know he's surging, but this is an important poll. Because even though we tried to get a fair poll, and by fair, we didn't try to skew it for poll. Even though we tried to do that, still, looking over this poll, I have to say it leans towards Thompson and Giuliani and Romney. But even the mainstream media has to admit now, Ron Paul is surging, growing, exploding. People are learning who he is. And folks, you've got to fight like you've never fought. If you are in Nevada, or if you are in New Hampshire, or if you are in Michigan, this is only a month and a half away. And you have got to get out there, and we've also got to have poll watchers to do exit polls. You know there's going to be fraud, but we can't just give up because of that. At least Ron Paul is injecting major issues into the discussion, and he's showing everybody that the left and right doesn't exist, that we're coming together for liberty and freedom, that liberty and freedom is popular, and it's creating cohorts, big armies of people, of meetup groups, of organizations that can continue to fight on in your area. You should be talking about this now in your meetups for Ron Paul. Hey, let's pick local issues. Let's stay together. Let's move forward, whatever happens with this. And the other big issue is this shows with Democrats, he is extremely popular, and moderates and others, that he could beat Hillary. All the other Republicans are wildly unpopular, and the White House isn't even acting like anyone's being run against Hillary. Aaron?
This is the other side issue that's so interesting. The big question in the Republican Party is what's going to happen politically with the religious right. The leaders can't come to a consensus.
They're now defecting.
Go your own way. Now, when they're not led to a certain candidate, and when they're just hinging on the issues here, when they're asking which issues am I going to vote for, it is hands down across every religious group, except Jewish, which I identified as largely not sure, with over 43% not sure.
Okay, but read the demographics.
Let's look. Catholics, 30% for Ron Paul. Religious Protestant, 33% for Ron Paul. Born again, 29% for Ron Paul.
Another headline, Ron Paul wins national poll of religious voters. Oh, you will be crushed, oh Lord. Stay there, Dykes. This is getting even better. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of pleasure. It's kind of like my team just won the Super Bowl. See, I get excited about things that matter. We'll be right back. Oh.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It was big national news a month ago when they had a poll of the evangelical national organization here. I forget the exact name of it. And Ron Paul came in second. That was big news. Well, he's come in number one here. This is a big scientific poll of thousands by Zogby, and it's skewed towards the other guys. We paid for it and tried to have it just fair, and fair turned it out being for them. They just kept pushing. Aaron, go over this. This is incredible news. And, folks, start your engines. We're going to have 5, 6, 7 articles out today on Jones Report, Truth News, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net. I don't have enough guys, though. They're doing a great job. I'm like, do one on this and warn them. See that the vaccines, they said they had to take them. It's a lie. Do one on this. Warn them. Warn them all. You know, because we're just fighting here, and we're fighting hard. But, Aaron, go through, I mean, just go through all the demographics, but go through the religious, then go through the different breakdowns of the different parties and the different affiliations. I mean, looking over this, it looks like he won at least 90% of the demographics, or just a few that call themselves very conservative. That means they literally come in their house at night and look under their bed for Al-Qaeda, and you know, run around with George W. stickers all over their car, and of course also dress up like women. That's the other prerequisite, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Ron Paul dominated almost every demographic, but I think the religious identification demographic is the most interesting.
Ron Paul has the religious, including the coveted evangelical.
But this poll doesn't show he just has the religious right. He has all the religious. He dominates every single category except for Jewish, who are entirely unsure about this election. He has 30% of Catholics, whereas the next highest percentage is not sure, and then Giuliani with only 18%. He is a Catholic. The religious Protestants want Ron Paul by 33%. They love his issues. The next highest is Giuliani.
So I guess that endorsement by Herr Roberts didn't help when he endorsed Giuliani last week.
I guess not. The quote, other religious identification, he has 38.6%, with another 28% unsure. Very low numbers for the other people.
Give us some of the numbers for the other little creatures.
In this other category in particular, candidate C was Fred Thompson. He only has 5.3%.
That is triple-digit leads.
Mitt Romney only has 11.5%.
Not triple, but double digit. Go ahead.
In the other category, which I would guess would include Mormons, which Mitt Romney is, he only has 11.5%. Then they ask, are you born again, yes or no? And then they break that down into categories. Those who identify as born again, Ron Paul is 29.6%. Another 14.5% unsure. And then Giuliani has 22.5%, and the others have under 20. Born agains, no, I'm not born again. Ron Paul is 36.5%, and then all the other guys are under 20%, right around 16%, actually, with another 14% outstanding. He just dominates every single religious category.
Ron Paul dominates every religious category in scientific poll.
And the point here is,
wins every coveted position.
I mean, no surprise,
headline,
though.
Headline.
Ron Paul wants the Constitution, and the other people want to destroy it patently. The other people want to continue the war.
So when faced with issues, the religious voters, non-religious, liberal, moderate, conservative, they're all for him.
And then it's the same thing in the income category. People under $25,000 a year, he's a clear win, 47.6%. People with only 25 to 35,000, he has 32% a clear win. People with 35 to 50,000, he's a clear win with 34%. People with 50 to 75,000, clear win, 33%. 75 to 100,000, 34%. Over 100,000, 31%. Over and over, he dominates every category.
You notice that it started going up, but people made more money.
NASCAR fans, he wins with 32%. Non-NASCAR fans, he wins with 32%.
Headline, NASCAR fans support Ron Paul. That's got to be fired. And by the way, folks, we're going to publish this poll. You can use it. You don't have to give us credit. You can give it to, you know, your flying saucer group or whatever. The point is that everybody needs to run with these stories we're going to put out and run with these polls and get this out to everybody. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, boys and girls. Now is the time to attack Pattern Delta.
And by the way, of the people they polled, I think it was about 58% who have armed forces in their family. They all want Ron Paul.
Oh, armed forces in major scientific zombie poll. Give us the numbers.
He has 33.3%.
And
there.
In all these articles, we got to put the next candidate, what they had to show that he's dominating. So people hear those numbers. They don't understand 30 is totally dominating.
But in almost every case here, he has...
Give us the armed forces categories. This is absolutely key.
The question is, do you have armed forces in the family when they respond to the blind poll? Ron Paul pulls in 33.3%. Then Giuliani has only 18%. Fred Thompson has 13.6%. Mitt Romney has 15.6%, and then there's another 19%.
So Ron Paul has 50% more support than Romney. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's clear.
Yeah.
But even amongst people who don't have armed forces in the family, still want out of the war, still want Ron Paul by 32.1%, another 23% outstanding. Rudy Giuliani has only 19.6%, less than the unsure numbers. Thompson has an abysmal 11.2. Mitt Romney has 14.4. They're really not pulling here. Clearly, people.
Now, the media will get this and they'll spin and go, only 30% against war. No, that was the majority voting for Ron Paul for those policies, so it's a huge win.
Yeah, that's right. Clear majority do want out of the war.
I mean, that one with 49, where there's all these candidates, and he got almost half of it with all these other candidates against him. That's huge.
We already know that 70%+ of the people in the U.S. Want the war to end. What this poll shows is that 49% are going to vote based on that fact.
Good point. Very good point, Aaron. Please continue.
Well, it's just, it's very surprising. It's nice numbers here.
Well, you've got a lot of other numbers. I mean, he wins in the religious. He wins in the military. He wins in the conservative. He wins in the liberal. He wins in the moderate. The only group he didn't win, I guess, is those that call themselves very conservative. Meaning they've been, you know, into the White House to get the visit with Jeff Gannon.
Well, even there, I think the numbers just show that it's pretty split, and a lot of people haven't come to a clear final decision.
Now, they told us they were going to sample 1,009 people. I'm going from memory. That they were going to sample over 1,000 people, but then they were going to oversample to be sure it skewed conservative. They thought that was important because it was a Republican primary. We were wanting to show what we do in a general election, and so they just kind of did what they wanted, and it came up to noon Friday. We couldn't haggle anymore, basically. You pay them money and they do what they want. Still, he wins. And I've analyzed this during the breaks. And it, I mean, tell me, don't have to agree with me. And I know you don't. We have big arguments around here behind the scenes, debates, because we try to flesh things out. You had more time to look over this and you helped write it up. It looks like they did, I'd say 10%. Not a huge, degree, but about 10%. I'd say 60-40 against poll. And I'm not saying in the poll results, I'm saying this poll is skewed towards the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, polls are ridiculous, basically, the way they're written. I mean, the use of loaded words you really have to be careful about. And like I said, for Mitt Romney, he had at least six very clearly loaded words along the lines of, I don't think they called him a hero, but they called him a strong family man and a huge, he won praise, they use that word. Could be, if it weren't a poll.
Save things.
Yeah, he saved the Olympics. What does that really mean? With the Olympics.
Well, Giuliani's really sick. Huh? He's a great hero.
Yeah. But he supports the war. I mean, that was the bottom line. The three candidates who supported the war did not win the support in this vote.
But it's not clear. They told us that they were going to skew toward Republicans, and then it says they only got 300 and something that were Republicans.
Well, I think the point is that people who are either independent or Democrat were a larger percentage, so it took longer to get 50%.
Because there's so few Republicans now, yeah, thanks to Bush.
Well, it's a lot of independent moderate voters.
Ooh, look at those numbers fast, and they got 20 pages there. Is this showing that the majority of people are now calling themselves independent? That's news in and of itself.
I don't know if I have that definitive number here, but I know that moderate was probably the biggest group. I don't know that moderate's exactly the same as independent, but it's the same kind of territory, I think.
Yeah, I think it is, because it's the questions they gave them. If they would have asked independent, I think you would have seen that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it means two different things.
The word independent was not used in this poll, as far as I can recall.
I mean, independent and moderate are two different things in the common nomenclature, but they're very similar. But I believe semantically that they gave the term moderate to represent independent.
Okay, here we go. Party recorded. Now, these numbers show let's see. Give me just a minute to calculate.
And I want the point made in all the articles, men, that we're writing, unless you disagree with this analysis, but it's clear. We set out, and I want to publish the actual questions and all the data, unlike others, that we did this to make it fair. Okay, but I want to present this with the second and third question first, and then the first question third. Okay, that's how I want this presented. I just couldn't make myself for Ron Paul try to spin this poll, but then they spun it the other way. It's like you have to spin it just to get them to spin it back to where it's in the middle. But no, we didn't spin, so they spun the other way, but we still win. We're always winning against a rigged deck here.
It looks like, roughly speaking, about 30% identified as independents here.
So out of is it 1,009 respondents?
1,009 is what I see here, yeah.
Okay. But I don't know if they published here. They said they're getting us more if they oversampled for Republicans.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk to them in detail.
I think that means that they called more Republican numbers to even get their 300.
I think so, yeah. I had to find out the details about the exact polling numbers, but it looks like the number they used for calculation is 1,009.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that was money well spent. How much was it? 4,000 what?
4,300.
4,300. Okay, that's for the article, too. Aaron Dykes, you are a man of many talents here. Launched your first big political poll, and you did something that may have been a first in politics. It actually was done to be fair. My goodness, we actually want a fair fight here. against an enemy that cheats. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, wrap this discussion up with a poll, then I'm going to get into the martial law news.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
About 30% of the people that were polled in this national Zogby phone poll, going with their in their backyard with their ball game. When they polled YouTube users, that's the third largest website out there now, or fourth largest, Ron Paul was the absolute dominator in a big field. Aaron, give them those numbers.
Well, I think the first point here is we wonder what's the difference between online versus telephone poll. And we'll see that they asked, of course, do you use MySpace, YouTube, Facebook every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never? And 75% fell in the rarely, never, or a few times a month category.
Showing these are not internet people.
The telephone poll people and the internet people are not the same people. But they still support Ron Paul's policies overall.
And so Ron Paul wins telephone poll, and he also wins even bigger with the internet.
Yeah, so we see about 23% actually use YouTube every day. That's only 2.3%. Very few people use it every day. These are not big internet users. But amongst those who do use YouTube every day, an overwhelming 54.5% supported the blind bio of Ron Paul. They love his policies. Another 21.5%.
So YouTube viewers, he got 54%.
Yeah.
And that shows where the future of politics is going, because everything's accelerating into the web world. The old dinosaurs are dying, of broadcast TV and print.
Yeah, and I think the unsure voters, a lot of those are likely to fall with Ron Paul as well.
And that's what this whole police state's about, we're about to be discussing, is they're racing to block this revolution. Ron Paul is just a symbol or a symptom of that.
And see, amongst those who use YouTube every day, only 2.2% favor Mitt Romney's bio. Only 6.2% favor Giuliani's bio. Thompson does get about 15%, but that is nowhere close to Ron Paul.
54. Now, what about people that use it sometimes?
Sometimes it actually seemed to be skewed a little against Ron Paul. Those who use it just a few times a week, they still did favor Ron Paul by 29%, but they also favor Giuliani with 31%.
But the point is, they keep saying this is fake on the internet. He doesn't even have support on the internet. This is showing that in this telephone poll, where 70-plus percent don't even use computers, with the other 25%, he's winning hands down.
Well, that is my point, because those who use it every day or a few times a week were only about 12 or 13%, depending on whether it's MySpace, YouTube, or Facebook. An overwhelming 75% or so use it rarely or never. And those people still favored Ron Paul by margins, mostly in the 30s. Those who rarely use YouTube favored Ron Paul by 36%, more than 10-digit lead, a 16% lead over Giuliani, the second place. Only a few times a month, 35% favor Ron Paul. Never, 31% favor Ron Paul.
So in every demographic, he wins.
It's pretty close to the other polls, yeah. Every demographic, he totally dominates. Except for some reason, a few times a week, which is a very, very small percentage here.
This is amazing. He's won in every major religious demographic except Jewish, and they're just saying not sure. They're waiting. This is incredible. We have him winning everywhere across the board, except in one place, and that was in a blind bio when they were told what he stood for. So he won in policies, but this showed what all the other polls are showing, and that's 5.4% when he's up stacked up against the other candidates in a field when it's by name. And that is not showing with phone-in polls or anywhere where they're able to actually see Ron Paul and then know which horse they're picking. So it does show that with the people that watch television all day, that they don't know who he is. But now, 70-plus percent, or now they're saying 90, I don't know if I believe that, but 70-plus percent of the country is getting most of their news from the web and is on the web. If we actually would have polled them, if there was a way to poll them properly, but I've looked into internet polling. They do internet polling at Zogby and other places, but they admit they do it from little catches of Republican and Democratic voters off phones who they call via phones to set up to do it. And so, bottom line, the web is the big ball game now. So this is all skewed because they are still behind the times in mainstream media and in mainstream polling the phone systems.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we can say these are telephone poll results and not internet as much.
Which are skewed against Paul. That's key to add. That's been admitted.
Yeah, it's true.
So he wins even with the deck stacked against him.
Yeah, and you can see here, interestingly, that 84% of those polled have never used Facebook. 60% have never used YouTube. 71% have never used MySpace, and they still all favor Ron Paul.
And so really what this poll does is it shows that these phone people are not internet people.
Yeah.
That's what it proves.
I think so.
I mean, it shows that's a big issue here, too, that it's two different worlds. Then you add the number between 70 and 90%. that the federal government even puts out about internet connectivity and users, and it shows that the internet is the majority and he's the winner on the web. So Ron Paul is the Republican frontrunner, and this poll shows the only man that can beat Hillary. Aaron Dykes, good job.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running, and if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Every major trend shows the establishment has blown their cover and is universally hated by 89% of the American people. Classical liberals are now identifying with every major core conservative issue. Conservatives are now identifying with liberal issues. The people are ceasing to be divided. They are coming together under true constitutional populism. This is a major political realignment that we are witnessing in this country. The establishment, and Rand Corporation and others have stated it, is coming in with everything they've got to block the people from coming together and to try to set up a police state. What did Perez Musharraf do when he declared himself dictator? The people that run our government put him in 99, gave him nuclear weapons. That's mainstream news. They're funding him right now, acting like they're upset about what he's doing. The people say, we want you out of here. And he clamps down and says, I'm going to arrest 50-something thousand people in suits and ties and every lawyer in the country and every opposition person in the country that didn't for me. And then what's Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Limbaugh saying? Arrest Ron Paul supporters. We're terrorists. We're aiding al-Qaeda. We're in bed with Islamo-fascists. And everywhere you go, cops walk up and say, turn your camera off, while they mount cameras against us. We've got a case of that. I'm going to spend a few minutes with him here in just a moment. But before we go any further, if you believe in what you hear on this broadcast, and if you research what we're saying, you need to take a step further and not just know the information yourself and think that it's going to spread through the ether by osmosis or something. I'm begging you to go to infowars.com or truthnews.us or infowars.net or jonesreport.com and to go get the videos that I've made, in-game blueprint for global enslavement. You want to understand how much the people running our society hate you, how they're poisoning us, how they're killing us, how they stage wars, how they're sterilizing you, how they're engaged in biochemical attacks through the vaccines and the water against you. In-game blueprint for global enslavement proves it. It's all public. That's the incredible thing. And we're friends to the military and the police. That's why Ron Paul gets more money than all Republican candidates combined from the military. The truth is the military is good. The truth is most cops are good, but bad policies have been put in, and they've been put in bad positions. You got a lot of idiots that are police, just like there's a lot of idiots in the public. The society's degenerating by design. I have the Department of Education documents. I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to order in-game, and I want you to get it discounted down to 10 bucks a piece and order a bunch of them, and I want you to give it to everybody in your family and say, here's your Christmas present early. And we want you to make copies of it. If you've already got in-game, folks, if you haven't already bought a DVD burner, and if you aren't savagely making copies of this, I don't know what you're doing. Get Loose Change, Final Edition, Final Cut, available. Incredible film at InfoWars.com. You can get in-game discounted when you get it with Loose Change, Final Cut. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. If I get enough orders, by the way, plus that's a solution, getting the word out, I'm going to go get another poll. And this time, as a scientific test, it's not going to be, quote, fair, meaning skewed to the other candidates, and Ron Paul still wins. I'm going to try to make them spin it, just to show people the results you can get with the other cheating candidates and what they've been paying for. I will take one of their other published polls that has been spun, but the public never reads the actual poll. They just hear the boiled-down synopsis. And I am going to take that, and I am going to just put it into Ron Paul's words as an example. And I'll just announce it up front. See, we played fair and won. Now we'll show you what they do. I don't know if I'll get the money to do that, though. But when these stories come out in the next few hours, I want you to blast them to the four corners of the planet. Zogby's going to have their spin, their boil down of this data. I want you to go to InfoWars.com and get in-game. We got Late Great USA back in, a bunch of copies, plenty of those now to get those ordered. They were on back order. It's just all there, InfoWars.com, or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or see In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement right now. With all my other 16 films and thousands of other pieces of media, burn it to disc, get it out to people, prisonplanet.tv. And give a prisonplanet.tv membership as a gift. Give them a monthly subscription, $5.95. Tell them go check it out. Or you can also watch Loose Change Final Cut at loosechangethefinalcut.com or link through at the top of prisonplanet.com, big fat link. All right, I want to get into martial law, the police state, and I'll have to do a part two on this tomorrow because Steve Watson's done such a great job in this report turning the police state apparatus against the sinners. It's a lot more than just that. His headline belies incredible research and scholarly work here. This is one of the most important pieces, single pieces of information I've ever seen, and you need to look at it in total. Even I, grasping it in total, was shocked. And I'm fully immersed in this. I'm literally in the battle cockpit, ladies and gentlemen, just firing on enemy targets in the info war. Jeff Becker, I remember Pastor Butch is a preacher, popular preacher in West Virginia, national radio show here on Genesis weeknights, 8 to 9 Central. And I remember him talking about how he hired a professional fellow to go out and get him on the ballot. We've had this in Austin. It's been in the news. We're trying to block toll roads, and police walk up and threaten to arrest people when they're on the sidewalk. because they're told to, or where the city officials walk up with wads of cash and try to buy people in front of news cameras. I mean, that's how nuts they are. They arrested him, Jeff Becker, over the weekend. Butch called in, and Butch was the guy that called me 2 years ago and said, hey, I got FEMA documents from two different preachers, and one of them is willing to come on the show about how preachers have been recruited for forced inoculations and to tell their flock to go to FEMA camps and be broken up and rounded up and to accept martial law. And then 3 months ago, you heard mainstream newscast reporting it and admitting it. So Butch is always very accurate with the info he brings us in. This happened to his campaign. This happened to him. And he just called in with this. And they arrested him, folks, for being out there getting signatures. This is the new America. Jeff, just in a nutshell, tell folks what happened to you.
First of all, Alex, it's a huge honor to speak to you. I appreciate you having me on.
Good to talk to you, sir. Tell us what happened.
As you mentioned, yes, I'm active with the West Virginia Constitution Party, and we're doing petitioning for ballot access for Pastor Butch and other candidates. And it's kind of a daunting task. We need to collect 15,000 valid signatures.
And if people weren't helping you before in West Virginia, they better come to your aid now. This is the Alamo. Yeah. They've arrested you. Tell them what happened.
Well, we're following the state election laws, and according to state election laws, we're allowed to, it says, we're allowed to circulate.
You're not allowed to. It's your God-given right.
Well, you're right. But we're following the state election law, we're, even though it's intimidation. We have these credential forms from every county. The piece of paper that
First Amendment says you have a right to petition. They're not allowed to see. But see, first they say it's a form, which is a license to turn something that is criminal into something that's permitted. But go ahead.
Right. Well, let me explain. See, in my home county, I'm out here visiting my parents, other side of the state, and where I normally do petitioning, ostensibly, on the sidewalk, inevitably a Republican or a Democrat doesn't like what I'm doing. They complain to whoever owns the
This is the Nazi tattletale society.
Well,
tell folks.
They complain, and then they call the cops, and the cops come out, and I show them the credential form from my county that's from the county clerk, and they say, okay, fine, and sometimes they have to have the last word, and they tell me take your foot off the grass, that your both feet have to be on the sidewalk. Okay.
Meanwhile, illegal aliens, let me stop you. Illegal aliens are running around murdering and killing and then giving driver's licenses and sucking welfare and everything else, but that's okay. And $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon and wall-to-wall corruption everywhere, but we got to stop you from First Amendment.
Yeah, it's intimidating, but I'm willing to put up with it. I have the paperwork. I'm following the state law. I have the law with me.
But here in Pakistan.
And in 3 or 4 times in the past, when the police came, I had no problem with them. They were actually understanding, and I was not intimidated by them. So in this case, now, it was a holiday. it was a Christmas. They call it a holiday arts and crafts show at a public school, a middle school in Longueuil County. And I was on the sidewalk entranceway. The public school is a Sunday. School is not in session. The school is open to the public. Hundreds of people are coming in and buying their little Christmas craft things. And I was on the sidewalk by the entrance talking with people. Now, I got there about 10 o'clock, and like within 10 minutes after I got there, the assistant principal came out, and she smiled. Oh, how you doing? This is I appreciate what you're doing. This is great. Can I get you a table? And I kind of thought, well, that's nice, but no, thank you. I'm comfortable standing here. That's fine. And then the regular principal walked by several times, and said hello and didn't bother me.
So tell us in a nutshell what happened, please.
Well,
we got to move.
It was only 2 hours later that the principal then said that I had to leave, that I was harassing people, and I said, well, I have this. I'm on the sidewalk. I have the credential form. I think I'm allowed to be here. And he said he's going to call the cops. I said, well, fine, because that hasn't in the past. The police have looked at this form, and I've been allowed to stay. But the officer arrived. Came up to me and I tried to show him the form and he said, "Do you have any ID?" And I said, "Yes, but I have a credential form. Show me your ID or I'm going to arrest you." And I said, "Well, I don't want to be arrested. I'm willing to leave. I have the form here." But it's very intimidating, you know. As you've mentioned, these guys are in their black suits and black uniforms and the sunglasses on.
Talk right into your telephone.
What's that? And so I kind of caved in. I opened up my wallet and I pulled out my military ID. I didn't want to give him my driver's license. I'm in the Air Guard. gave my military ID, and he said, give me your driver's license. And I said, well, this doesn't have anything to do with my driving. He said, give me your driver's license, I'm going to arrest you. Well,
Nazi Germany, give me your papers or you're arrested. What happens next?
I didn't want to get my driver's license. My driver's license expired. I need to get that renewed, and I knew it was going to be an
issue. Jeff, I want to hear all this, but just tell me what happened.
Well, I gave him my driver's license, and then he agreed to let me. He gave me that back. He agreed to let me leave. He said to call somebody to pick you up. So I used the principal's cell phone, called my mother. She was going to come and get me. He said, walk, go stand over there by the patrol car on the curb. So I walked over there, and then the officer came over there, and after about not even 30 seconds, he said, how long is it going to take for her to get here? And I said, no, probably about an hour. And he said, he just went ballistic. He says, an hour? I said, yeah. He says, where does she live? I said, other side of the county. And at this point, he started asking me all kinds of personal questions. You know, how old are you? Do you live at home? Are you married? And they started asking me questions about my military. You know, what rank are you? What unit are you in? What's your AFSC job classification? What do you do? All the stuff. And I said I'm that's all right. I'll leave. I'll go over here. I started walking away. He said, don't turn around. Don't turn your back on me or I'll arrest you.
So it's all about power and letting you know that, and let me just stop you. This is how our veterans are treated. This is how they're treated coming back. This is what our country's turned into. Go ahead.
I wouldn't answer his questions. I said, I don't have to answer these questions. He said, yes, you do. I said, I plead the Fifth Amendment. He says, this is not a court of law. I'm conducting an investigation.
And the Fifth Amendment, he arrested you, and you've now been charged with obstruction.
I've been charged with trespassing, disorderly conduct, and obstruction. Right. Handcuffed.
Well, that guy, you know, you talk about bad karma. That guy is just so cursed for what he's done. He better repent of it. This is just, so he, how did he arrest you?
He told me he was going to arrest me, and I had no intentions of resisting. He took my arm, put it upon my back, handcuffed me, and put me in the back of the patrol car.
Was a crowd pleased at the destruction of America?
Most of the crowd was inside. No, I didn't.
But was the principal happy?
I didn't see him. No.
So how long were you in jail for your great evil?
I wasn't in jail. He took me out of the police station, and we posted bond. And
did you ask him, why are you giving me false charges?
No. These guys, they had this, him and this other guy who was twice the size of him, had this plastic 3x5 index card box, and they were like, we're going to charge you with all kinds of things. Let me see what, and he's pulling out these index cards. How about this one? You know, Butler or whatever. How about this one here? We'll get them on that. They're going. They had these 3x5 index cards all typed out with all the state codes. They're trying to figure out which ones fit me the best. And they're going.
And they have no empathy that you're a human being, that they could ruin your life. You're going to get in a lot of trouble in the air guard. That hey, this guy's evil. This guy turned his. This guy didn't fully lick boots, and so he's got to pay.
Right.
Give us some contact info or specifically how we can help you or how people can help you go out and petition and how we can stand up against this evil. I mean, when's your first court date?
It's December 19th, Wednesday at 3:30.
Okay, well, listen, I got to let you go. As this develops, we'll get you back on as it happens, but there's an ocean of this happening. Any contact info?
You can go to our website, cpwv.org. for the Constitution Party of West Virginia, and then there's an email there for info if you want to help petition. There's numbers there.
Well, I'm sorry this happened to you, but this is the New World Order, sir. I appreciate you, Mr. Becker. Take care.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you, Alex.
Yeah, and I was frustrated going through him quick. He's a very nice, gentlemanly, humble person, Bush told me, but now I can't cover this. This is martial law news. But see, there's an indication of the martial law right there. And that's what martial law is, where they just, I don't care if you got a permit to be out of petitioning when you don't even need a permit. I don't care if there's no law, you don't have to take vaccines, we're going to arrest you. I don't care. I don't care if you've got $2 bills are real and you're trying to buy stuff at Best Buy. You know, five cops responded, there were more than 10 people at the Best Buy, and none of them knew that the $2 bill, the Declaration of Independence signing on it, was a real money. They just said, that's it, you're arrested. See, that's how this works now. I mean, people are getting arrested for real U.S. money, for actual silver dollars. You know, they're Federal Reserve, but are silver. In the coin they know, they arrest you. Using something else, they arrest. It's just arrest, arrest, arrest. Got to arrest everybody except the illegal aliens and all the correct politicians. And this report, you know what, tomorrow, someday this week, I'm going to read this whole thing, Turning the Police State Apparatus Against the Sinners. And it goes through how they're trying to set this up for the media to say anybody that disagrees with the government is a terrorist. It goes into executive orders, H.R. 6166, Military Commissions Act, all the articles and law professors backing that up, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Martial Law Presidential Directive 51, National Security Homeland Security Presidential Directive, the USA Patriot Act 1 and 2, getting rid of the Posse Comitatus Act, breaks down how they've done that illegally. Former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge saying the same thing about martial law. Clips of FEMA training police that all Christians are terrorists, the Founding Fathers were bad. Urban warfare training to take our guns. Special Operations Command, JCSOC. The NORTHCOM system. Military Affairs Analyst William Arkham covering it. Police state infrastructure already in place. FEMA, NORTHCOM, tools of tyranny. And it just goes through all of it. FEMA deliberately sabotaged release efforts in New Orleans. Long history of incompetence, criminality. It goes on for page after page, breaking down everything they're doing. That was one page. There's 13 pages of it. They're coming down on us. The global corporations have taken control of the government, and they're training us to be total slaves right now. We'll be right back with more.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have dragged us down.
We're witnessing the total federalization of this republic. In the first hour, I detailed all the vaccine fraud that's going on and how they herded people in under fraud and color of law and forcibly inoculated them. They believed they were under duress, and they were under duress. That's coming up in the first hour. It'll retransmit coming up here in just about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. If you missed any of that, you can go to InfoWars.com and we'll restream the show right there on the mainstream. And then in the second hour, we detailed the Ron Paul poll showing him winning in every major religious group, winning with the military, winning everywhere. We funded this poll. We're going to publish the results of that poll in the next few hours. And articles are going to be on truthnews.us, prisonplanet.com, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, all of our writers, because there's so many questions in the poll, so many sub-datas of who they question, who they talk to. Just amazing. And this is, quote, a fair poll. Most of the others are skewed against Paul, but they find similar things. So this is really a big deal. On the subject of martial law, I had all these mainstream news articles printed out admitting it and pushing it and saying how great it is, some saying how bad it is. And tomorrow I'm going to take an hour out sometime to just read all of this, but I do hope you'll go to InfoWars.net or in the News and Focus section on PrisonPlanet.com and read the story, Special Report, Turning the Police State Apparatus Against the Center's Second Major Phase of Coordinated Destruction of Freedom in America Targets Those Who Refuse to Go Along with It. But the good news is the people are waking up and are not buying into it, so get really aggressive in the info war. People are ready to hear the truth now. They know something's wrong. They know that, hey, 90-plus percent of us want to control the borders. You won't do it. 80-plus percent of us don't want the war, but you do it. The vast majority of us don't like either party, but we sent the Democrats to Congress to stop it, and they just intensify it. The people now know the truth. And be part of history. There's no doubt that history's being made right now, that we're in a clear sea change. Will it go into total tyranny or back into liberty? You are going to decide that. It is not going to be the elite cockroaches that are going to decide that. It is us, ladies and gentlemen. And make no mistake, don't let history pass you by. Don't not be involved in the Second American Revolution, a restoration of our Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. Read the Declaration of Independence about a long train of abuses inevitably leading to the same thing. Total despotism, abuse, swarms of bureaucracies and new offices sent forth to eat out our substance. That's exactly what's happening now. And realize that there's a very small global elite that's playing us off against each other and driving all this forward. If you don't get involved in the fight, things are going to get very, very serious very, very fast. If you don't take action and speak up and get involved and make your voice heard, it does count to hear your voice heard. It does count to vote, even if there's fraud. We'll expose that. It does count to educate your friends and family and neighbors. The establishment tells you you don't have power because you do have power, and they're scared to death of you. If you take the same energy of the Ron Paul Revolution, who's joining us Wednesday, by the way, and you put that into getting Endgame and making 1,000 copies, you can do that in a year, make 3 or 4 copies a day, or 100 copies, make one copy every few days. Or if you go download copies at PrisonPlanet.tv and burn them to disk. The power of you taking action is unbelievable. We can move mountains with God's help together. So remember, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is now out. And so is Loose Change, Final Cut, both available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get aggressive, get fired up, realize that the solution is looking at you in the mirror, or defeat is looking at you in the mirror. That is up to you. All right, retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.